Turn up
your dial.
Excitement Radio.
Keeping it hot.
For the best music and entertainment.
You're rocking with the best.
Excitement Radio. You better ask somebody.
Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, round of applause. We are back. 1, 2, round of applause. Let me give myself a round of applause again. And my special guest that's in the building with me, a round of applause. Let me give my girl a round of applause that's in the building with me. Special guest in the building, my girl Des Stacks. What's going on, girl?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? Now, I know you got the mask on, so I got to get you closer to the mic now. So
yeah, I
got to
fix my chair.
You got it?
There you go.
There you go. We're going to get you got, because I want everybody to hear you nice and clear. So how you been?
I've been good. How are you?
I'm all right. I see you out there doing music and stuff. So we're going to talk about the music that you're doing. We're going to talk about how you got started and everything. You know all what I'm right. saying? The ups and downs and being a female in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, first let's start off with your background. First of all, you know, where are you from?
Well, I'm from Broward County, Florida.
Okay. Born and raised.
I was raised there. I was born in Miami, but okay, I was definitely raised in Broward.
Okay.
And my background is Jamaican.
Boop.
Yeah.
Boop. Fire. Go ahead. And what happened?
My mom's from England.
Okay.
My team here, Jamaican, Bahamian, Jamaican, everybody's from the Caribbean.
Oh, so everybody's from the islands then?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Good. So, what made you get into music? Like, what were your influences?
My influences, like, I had a best friend named O'Shane, like, a couple of years ago. Uh-huh. He used to do music. I never did music, but, like, I guess he heard me, like, do some vocals or something like that. Uh-huh. And he, like...
You were singing or rapping?
I was singing at first.
Okay.
But then, like, I don't know, like, I recorded my first song.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of fell in love with it, and I never stopped ever since, so.
So that was a song, that was a singing song or a rap song?
The first song I ever did was a singing song. Okay. Like, it was a real, like, 2000, I don't even know how to explain it, to be honest with you. But it was my first song. That's all you gotta know.
And you wrote it yourself? You did everything yourself?
I wrote like the second verse of the song, but everything else, he kind of helped me with it.
Okay.
How to put it, everything together. Then afterwards, I start writing my own music. So.
Okay.
I got the hang of the structure on how to write a song.
Wow. So you just did that first song. You fell in love with the art of doing music.
Mm-hmm.
And you just started doing it. Now, before that, who were you listening to? Like, were you listening to more, since you said you have, like, a Caribbean background, were you listening to more Caribbean artists? Were you listening to, like, the American artists? Like, who were you listening to?
I like music in general, so.
Okay.
Listening to reggae music. I love, like, rap music.
Uh-huh.
I used to listen to a lot of guy rappers more than female rappers.
Okay.
But that's where kind of my influences are. Like back then, like in high school, I used to listen to a lot of ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
A lot of Tyga. Tyga was one of my favorite artists in high school.
Wow.
I liked it Tyler the Creator, and uh-huh. I liked it Nicki Minaj as well in high school.
Wow, you making me feel so old.
Yeah.
That's great.
I also liked Wiz Khalifa too. Wiz Khalifa was pretty dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're listening to some people and then you're doing it. All right. So now, you know, let's move forward. You started recording. Now, were you recording every day, every week? Like, how was your schedule with recording?
Well, I never... So the guy I was telling you about, he had like a studio or whatever, but I never actually recorded a song. Like,
uh-huh.
I never really went to the studio like that.
Right.
I used to record like on my computer. I had like a little 2007 Apple computer and I used to record on it. I used to record a bunch of songs like, and then this guy here, he referred me to go to a studio called Starboys. And this
Starboys.
Is gonna take major.
We know Starboys.
Yeah, Starboys. That was like the first studio I went to.
He's actually moving down the hall right here. He's moving down the hall here. So.
Yeah.
Okay, but so you went to Starboys.
Yeah, that's where I started off at.
Okay.
And afterwards, I mean, I didn't really go to the studio like that. I go when I had the chance. Well, then, like, getting older, I mm-hmm. started to take it a little bit more serious. And
uh-huh.
I started going to the studio, like, back to back. I went to Bait Studio, Mix Masters, Camp David. Those are the studios I go to now. But
right.
Pretty much that's just what it is. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So when you do music, you write everything yourself? You write everything yourself?
I have no choice but to write everything myself.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. I like that answer. You ain't playing. Yeah. So you write everything yourself. And now this is from what? Experience, from things you've been through, you know?
Just, not even experiences, just
things you've seen.
Things I've seen, things that, like you said, influenced me, like, my writing process is like, I don't even be writing at home like that. I write on my way to the studio.
Okay.
Every song that you have right now was on the way to the studio or the day of me going to the studio.
Now, let me ask you, is that before you heard the track or you already heard the track?
What do you mean, like the instrumental?
The music, right.
I have to write to the instrumental.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. On your way to the studio, you already heard the track, instrumental.
I already know the song that I'm going to write to, so okay. I just start writing to it. Because I'm on time.
All right.
Right. You know, I'm on time, so I got to hurry up and come up with something.
Mm.
So.
What you mean you on time?
Like, I got what?
You're not on Haitian time, right?
No.
Like, when we come late?
No,
I'm Haitian,
like,
that's why. You're not on Haitian time, right?
No.
So you on white people time, like, you come on time, right?
Okay. We try.
All right, but, there you go.
Yeah, like, my session's at 8 o'clock, for example.
Right. So you make sure you get there on time.
I make sure I get there on time, but I also make sure my song is done. When I get there,
okay.
I don't really like writing in the studio, to be honest. I like writing, like.
Okay, so when you write it, I'm trying to understand the thought process here so people can understand. So when you writing, on the way going there writing the song, right, you're actually, when you go in the booth, you actually say it the way you want to deliver it to?
Yeah, okay. I'm very good with delivery.
Wow, so you're just a natural, huh?
I'm definitely an actor.
That's why you got this whole team with you right here. Now they smiling and stuff. Okay, that's good. So so you do all that and you get everything ready and you go in the studio and you do it. Now, how many takes it take? I'm just trying to be nosy right now. Like when you go in there, how many takes it may take you to drop a verse?
To be honest, it depends on the day.
Okay.
Because there is sometimes I just knock it out and I know exactly how I want it to sound, and there's just sometimes where like.
Uh huh.
I'd be having a tough time. Like, I mean, everybody has those days in the
studio. So it's good days and bad days. I'm glad you're honest with that. Yeah, I'm glad you're honest with that. Yeah, that's good. No, you're right. Someday, and I used to do that because I used to rap back in the days too. I used to write. I used to produce. I used to do all that. And that's how I used to do. You know, sometimes, you know, I would write in the studio. Because if you're a writer, and this is what I say with people in the industry. Like, if you're doing music, and you say you're a so-called, I'm putting the quotation marks up in the air now, you're a so-called artist, that means that you like a prize fighter. You like a boxer going in that ring. Like, you gotta always be sparring and getting your skills up. So it's like, you as an MC, you should be always writing. So when it's time you hear a beat, you could knock 16 bars out real quick and say, boom, I got it. And then you could go in the booth with your pad, hold it, and you could actually deliver it.
Right, exactly.
Right, so that's what I'm talking about. So you have to train yourself to do that, which I see that's what you're doing. So just great, great job.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's way more than rapping. Like, I want to be a superstar, so.
Oh, shit. Hold on, I gotta get your truck horn for that one. Where my truck horn at? Where my truck horn on that one, boy? I gotta get your truck horn sound effect. There you go, man. There you go. Truck horn sound effect. She said she wanted to be a superstar, but you know what? I'm glad you think like that.
Yeah.
I'm really glad. Hold on, let me close this out. I'm really glad you think like that because that's how you have to think.
Right, exactly.
Right. You have to speak it into existence. And because you speak it into existence, you're going to do things that is going to lead you to that level.
Right, exactly. And I have my team here, so they make sure I do everything. Like, they tell me, like, what not to do next time or what to do.
Okay.
And, like, it helps a lot trying to become an image.
Now, let me tell you, how did this team come about? Like, when you started rapping, did they come to you or you had to go to them and find them? Like, how did this come about?
We all have a close relationship with each other.
Okay.
Like, this is my boyfriend. This is my best friend. This is also my best friend.
Okay. So they were all there.
They
saw your progress. They saw that you was doing music.
Exactly. And then Lamar, you feel me? He sauced everything up. So
he sauced it up?
Yeah. So.
What kind? With tomato sauce or what?
I mean, I wouldn't be here to be honest.
With hot sauce.
You feel me?
He put some hot sauce on it. That's what he did.
Yeah, it really helped out a lot because I honestly wouldn't even have this opportunity. So
Nah, I'm gonna tell you. That's a good thing you mentioned right there. And shout out to Lamar that's in the building right now. One thing that you mentioned is very important, which a lot of artists, independent artists, don't understand, is that you do need a team.
Yeah.
You do need a team. And an important part now, this is the key about the team, that everybody knows their position on the team. That's the key now. Because if you are the artist, that means your job is to create, to write, to deliver, to be in the studio. So you have to have a team that is going to take care of everything else.
Right, exactly. That you don't have That's to worry. All I got to worry about is just recording and writing my music. I so, like that. Yeah.
So let's do this. Let's do this. Let's play one of the songs that we have. We got three songs from you.
Right.
Let's play one. We'll save the one that you're pushing for last. But out of the three, which one you want to play first?
We can play Apply the Pressure first.
Okay. Apply the Pressure.
Yeah.
Tell me about this song. What is the the feeling behind this song, Apply the Pressure? What's up with that?
I'm coming in the game and I'm stepping on everybody next. That's exactly
what I'm doing. Oh shit. You ain't doing like that cop though, right?
Okay. I have my foot on everybody's neck. Oh man.
In a MC way. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. So you basically saying that you coming for what you got.
Right, exactly. It's raw talent. Everything is just
okay. So go ahead and introduce the song. We're gonna play it and come right back. You tune in to the Best Kept Secret. I got my girl right here, Dead Stacks. Go ahead and introduce the song.
Yeah,
my girl.
So this is my song, which is on my mixtape that I dropped last year called Dead Stacks. This song is called Apply the Pressure.
That's right. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bad little bitch. Flex on him, you a mad little bitch. Keep on moving, that's a sad little dick. Two shots, got deadly, feeling real nice. No, I'm fucking coming pretty in a real life. All my bitches in the bag like an alley. And now I'm blowing fucking track up a sassy. Bitches don't love me. Bitches, they fake and they fuck me. I keep it on me. Wanna signal like Takashi. Heart through the grave, on these bitches don't like me. That's cool. I'm a bully hoe like a mess. I want the money and fame. Me and these bitches ain't game. You wanna see about me? Fuck a boy at the feet. Pull up on bitches like police. No matter what a bitch gon' eat. Same hoes say they ain't worried about me. When they see me on the scene, they wanna be like me. I put a pressure on these bitches. I'ma put a pressure on these bitches. I'm invincible, I can't be touched, nigga. When I watch you, every move will never fuck with you. That's what things do when they're in love with you. Headshot, nigga, that's a headshot. You get blind if you talking that rah-rah. I am every nigga fantasy. Can't believe that this is all a dream. Where was you when I was low? Shot a major, shot a mo. Now you know I'm about to blow. Fuck you, bitch, I got to go. Looking like a discount. Say you number one, bitch, that's a miscount. Blue 100 now, nigga, that's a crip now. Now they watching me like I'm on a dash count. I want the money and fame. Me and these bitches.
That's right, that's right. I like that, girl. You're doing it. Round of applause. Yeah. Oh, man. What's up, girl? I see where you come. Now, that was something that you actually wrote on the way to the studio?
That was the day of the studio.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You got the rhythm and all the flow with it and everything.
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
I told you I'm good at delivery.
Oh, really good at delivery. There you go. Yeah. Speak it, girl. I like that. It's great. You're applying pressure on bitches, so you ain't holding back. It could be dude or girl. You applying it on everybody.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty much.
I like that. I like the way she said that. Pretty much. Yeah, that's it. Pretty much. I'm just beating everybody ass. That's it. Pretty much. All right. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So how you came up with the name, Des Stacks?
Des is my middle name is Desiree.
Okay.
And then like Stacks, I don't know.
You want to stack some paper, some money?
Exactly. That's all I think about. I love money, so.
Alright. That's good. No, that's good. I see
it. It's very generic, but I mean, I like it, so.
No. You know what? Honestly, this is another thing that a lot of independent artists, I guess they don't get it. Like, I don't get when the artists call themselves, I'm little this, or I'm young this. I'm little this, or I'm young that. How many youngs we got out there? We got a young Jeezy, a young this. We got Little John, little this, little baby, little this. Be more, creative. And I like what you're doing. Like right there, ain't nobody called Des Stacks. Des Stacks is Des Stacks. That's who that is.
Right, right.
And then you have everybody with the team shirt on. That's you got the mouthpiece. I mean, the face mask with the Des.
Our new outfits of 2020.
There you go. There you go. There you go. So no, trust me. That's great. How you doing it? Great marketing with that. Great marketing. So. Let me ask you this question. In a game that's, predominantly, male driven, even though you have some real big female artists out there now that have made it big, where do you see yourself like with this industry and how you gonna see yourself kind of get yourself within this industry? Like what you think?
I mean, to be honest, my main goal is to be on top.
Okay.
So, pretty much, that's just what it is. Like, I'm learning more about the business.
Okay.
Because the music, I mean, the music is always going to be there, you know? But you have to also understand the industry is pretty much like...
So you feel like the business, you have to know the business,
you have to, or you're going to get finessed. Like, you have to know the business. I feel like industry is more than just music. It's all about numbers and... You know, it's a lot of things behind it that you have to know, and a lot of people don't know that. It's really, 80% business and 20% music.
Wow. So see, you already ahead of the game. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Because you understand that.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised a lot of people don't understand that. So you already ahead of the game because you understand that.
Yeah.
So that's good. So are you like reading and learning the business yourself?
I read. I watch a lot of interviews.
Okay.
There's just different things I go on Google and ask Google about just to be on the safe side, it's just really learning everything that you possibly can, getting knowledge from everywhere you go.
Okay.
You know, sometimes asking people what they think about this or that, really just learning about it. That's all it is.
Right. Okay, good. Good. So, I like that. You are definitely ahead of the game. Because you're doing that, you are definitely ahead of the game. So that's great. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel like because the industry is a male dominated industry that, you think you're going to have a hard time?
No, I could stand in the paint just like with anyone.
There you go.
That's how much confidence I have in myself.
Ah, nice.
So that's how I look at it. Like, I critique everybody that I listen to, especially even the top artists. So it's like, you can kind of figure out what their weakness is or what their strong points is.
I know
what my strong point is and I know what my weakness is and what I have a problem with. So.
So can I ask you, what would you consider a strong point?
For you.
I'm talking to you now.
Oh, yeah. As for me, this is a very good question. Cause to be honest, my strongest point that I have is being myself.
Okay.
And just writing music.
So you're comfortable in being you. Does it matter? Like, you could walk anywhere and you.
I'm myself.
Which is good.
Yeah, I feel like that's very important. That's something for people to remember, is be yourself. You
okay,
know?
Great.
So that's how I look. I think that's your what strongest. My strongest point is. My weakness point is.
Right. That's what my next question. What would your weak point be?
My weak point is just not caring what people say. You know, like.
That could be a strong point, though.
I mean, no, I'm saying, like, I care what people say.
Right, I get
also
what you're saying.
I care what people think. Okay. But doing this music, like, it kind of helped me not care what people think. Just do what you can do, you know what I'm saying? And if it don't work, it don't work. If it does, it do, you know, like.
So how do you feel with feedback on your music? Let's just say, because I do a show every Monday, right, called The Best Kept Secret. And in that show, I do get music from all over the country, from different people. And we do give feedback on music.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about, you know, people giving you feedback on your music, whether it be good or bad? Like, how do you feel with that? Like, let's say, you know, it's like Erykah Badu said, you know, I'm sensitive about my shit. You know what I'm saying? The artist. So let's say you did a song and the feedback was not as positive as you would want it to be. How would you feel with that?
I mean, it's just going back to the drawing board.
Okay.
Because, I mean, then again, you have to understand everybody has different ears.
Round of applause, girl. This girl's smart, boy. Hold on, man. I got to give him a round of applause on that one, girl. I'm telling you, a lot of artists do not understand that. They be thinking, you got big name artists that come out with songs. You got Drake that'll do a song and people say, I don't like that song. That song was whack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
do you think he care? Do you really think he care? Or is he just keep on making music?
He keep on making music. Mm-hmm. The whole point of this is to keep making music because, you know, you get one feedback from one person. They don't like it. But for example, like if she don't like my song, she will like it. Or if he don't like my song, he will like it. You know?
All right.
So it's just one of those things. Everybody got a different ear.
So you're not trying to please everybody. You're just going to keep making
music.
It's
very impossible to please everybody.
There you go. Boy, I'll tell you, man. You would talk well. Mama, if you listening, Mama. If you listening, Mama, you did a great job. You bring it up to daughter because she's dropping some life jewels right now. She's dropping some jewels right now. So yes, you're right. It's impossible to please everybody.
Yeah.
You cannot. It's like me when I DJ. It's the same thing because I DJ. I'm like, I'm not going to please 100% of the people in the crowd, but if I please at least good 90% of them, I'm good.
Exactly.
The 10% could kiss my ass after that. I don't care. I got paid.
I mean, you have to really think about it. Everybody just goes back to their regular life.
Exactly. Exactly. That's great. So who would you like to work with in this business? Anybody like big names that you say, you know, as I'm climbing this ladder to success here, this is somebody I would like to do a song with, whether it be male or female artist. Who would you like to work with?
To be honest, of now, I really, really like to do a song with Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg, right? Okay.
Yeah.
She's big now. Yeah, I like her.
She's big and we both have the same name. So,
okay.
I would like to do a song with her.
What? Y'all both named Desiree?
No. What? Both named Meg.
Oh, okay. Okay, Meg. There you go. Okay, yeah, no, that's a good choice, because she's definitely popping.
She's really dope. She's different, I could say. Who else would I like to work with? Definitely like to work with Drake, too. I think Drake is really dope with harmonies, melodies, and stuff like that. And that's pretty much it, to be honest. I mean,
okay.
If it ever happens in the future, I do get up there, whatever. As long as the paper good, that's all that matters.
That green, it don't matter, that green.
Yeah.
There you go. Any producers that you know of that you would like to work with?
I have one favorite producer. I really like Jay Kasperson.
Okay.
He's really dope. Other than that, I don't know about the other producers that's in the industry, to be honest. I don't really know about them. But I know Jay Kasperson has a certain sound, like it's
that you
really
like.
Different. Yeah.
Okay. So that goes into my next question. How do you? I know we talked about how you write. You know, when it comes to choosing a beat, you know, what are you looking for? More like turn up music, more, you know, music that's more like a message music. Like, how do you, you know, pick pick and choose the type of beats that you work with?
I really like beats that have harmonies. And okay. I like beats that have like a dope bass line.
Ah.
It's just hitting every time you hear the song.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, to be honest. Something that will have you like this, or, you know, even if it's a slow R&B beat, the melodies just have to be there.
Ah.
To like something, cause melodies, like, it appeases the ear for some reason. Does. So, yeah.
Is that that island in the, is that that island that's, that must be that island that's giving us these rhythms right here, right?
No.
The manager, I'm talking to the manager. Yeah, that's the island.
Island music
you
is great.
You got something you want to say? I want you, you ain't got nothing you want to add on the mic? Lamar, you want to get on the mic and
you want to do one too?
You know,
I'm Lamar coming here and freestyle.
Right. I mean, cause you're helping the management of the, of
yes.
Go, well, come on, get on the mic right here, man. Pull this chair right here. Pull that chair right there. Come on now. Yeah. Pull up the chair. I can get both of y'all in here. Yeah. There's the other chair. You know what? Let her get that chair and you sit on the, Right. Let me move y'all in here, man, so y'all could talk real quick. Come on. Put the headphones on. You know, you got your three right there. Yeah, that's you right there. Hold on.
Make sure, cause it's gonna trip her.
Okay.
There you go. Let's get y'all on the mic. Lamar.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me, brother.
One, two.
I got you on that. Go ahead, right. Talk to me. So what's going on?
Good. We building.
Talk to me about this young lady. What do you see in her?
I see greatness, raw talent, a person that's willing to grow.
Okay.
Smart, resilient. Far as she knows what she wants, she's gonna go ahead and get it. So that's what I look for.
So is that what attracted you to
Correct.
To her?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, she kept going, and regardless of any like likes or numbers or anything like that, she's doing it for her.
Okay.
And I really appreciate that, because at the end of the day, to grow, you have to build that brand.
Yes.
That's important. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants followers and likes and all that stuff, which is okay, you know, but the brand is where it's at.
Right.
That's where the money come from.
Okay.
And I can see the growth in that, you know, from the beginning. We started about like 6 weeks now.
Okay.
And we've been growing ever since, you know. I can't complain.
Nice. Okay. How about you? I never caught your name. What's your name, Sadie? Wait, come on, Mo, don't be shy now.
She had to put her sexy voice on.
You probably be selling out all the time too. Now you all quiet now.
I do.
There you go, Mo. Talk to me, Mo. What's up? What you saw on your girl right here? I know y'all said y'all grew up together, right?
Yeah, so a little backstory on that. We actually went to the same high school.
Okay.
And we seen each other on the halls, but we didn't really.
So you knew her. What high school was this, by the way?
Miramar.
Okay, Miramar. Okay.
And we didn't really talk.
Okay.
We knew each other. And then after high school, we ended up working at the same job.
Okay.
So then we ended up communicating, found out she liked music. I love music.
Okay.
And then from there, I just decided to work with her. And from there, we've just been going.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. So you like her work ethics and everything like that too, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, we became best friends. Actually, all three of us met.
So let me ask both of y'all, if working with artists, what would you say? Like, what would you say to artists that are people that's listening that want to get into music and want to get people to work with them? What would you say the qualities that an artist need?
Qualities. Originality.
Originality.
Consistency.
Oh, man.
100%. Giving you 100%.
Oh, man.
All the time. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's a string beat, if it's a bass line beat, an 808 drum.
Pots and pans.
Exactly. Give it your all. And having the right good people around you, and not chasing clout, because it's not about clout.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I like
so
that one too.
Those right there, one is where it's at.
So if you have an artist with that mindset,
correct,
because you know a lot of artists that you know they get these little Instagram numbers
correct.
Or these Twitter numbers up, and correct. Now they think they got damn star and shit. And I used to tell people, I'm like, if your shit ain't playing on every radio station right
exactly.
now, you ain't doing nothing.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right on that.
So, you know, okay, that's good. How about you? Is this, you say the same thing? That's what you look for?
Yeah, pretty much. And just determination.
Yeah. Okay.
That's really motivated, because some of these artists say they want this, but they really don't be putting in the work, man. They just feel like going to the studio and recording a song or recording it on their computer is doing it. But it takes more work than that. You gotta network, you know? Mm-hmm. You gotta meet people. You gotta put more work in it.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Let's don't meet people now because the coronavirus is around.
Networking
would be the good
thing. Couple of years from now.
Well, networking, you go network. Social media.
That's true, that's true. So let's do this. Let's play the next song. Cause we're gonna keep the last one for last. Well, let's play. What's the other song? Like Drake?
Yeah, this song is called Like Drake. It's not released or anything yet. It is definitely going to be released very shortly. But
now, why Like Drake?
Cause
what's the idea behind this one?
There's no idea behind
okay,
it.
Okay, just like you just like Drake on this one. Are you saying you like Drake? Like you like Drake as a guy? Though I know you got your boyfriend here. Or are you saying you like Drake like you want to be like Drake?
No, I just use Drake. I use Drake as a metaphor in the song.
Ah.
So, I mean, it could go either way how you want to think about it, but okay. It's really just a metaphor in the song. I came up with that, like, in the studio. It was whatever it came to my head. That's what I said. I wrote that song on the way to the studio, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah,
so, that being said, go ahead, introduce the song, and we'll jump into it, and we'll be right back.
All
right,
this song is called Like Drake. It's definitely going to be released probably within the next couple of months, but that's what it's called, Like Drake.
Let's go. Best kept secret, Ben Hop. Let's do it.
Yeah. Hey. This one called Pop. Got him. If you really want me, tell me what's solving. I'm a smooth criminal, I walk on all of these bitches. And that's life work, very simple. When they talk down to you, show them hoes how a real bitch do it. Yeah, I put 100 on the dash. Yeah, I leave a nigga in the past. Always that 100, that's a fact. Hard all the cash in the stash. Tell them bitches they ain't safe. Did that triple stick stare, bitches better go pray. Phantom of the Opera, ass sitting in my shorts proper. Bitch got beef, that's a problem. Your man, I don't want him. Bitch, you a broke nigga problem. I want the diamonds, he wanna put it inside me. Sometimes I think he be lying. Pussy so good, make him roar like a lion. Roar like a lion. Tell them bitches they ain't safe. Did that triple six there, bitches better go pray. Play with my game while my niggas make.
That's right. My girl. Dead Stacks.
Yes, sir.
Call Like Drake.
Yes, sir.
Round of applause.
Thank you.
Oh, man, girl. You doing it, girl. I like, you know what I like? What I see what you're doing. Is that, you know, you actually arrange your music musically. Like, you just don't go in there and just do, you know, 16, 12 bars, and then you come back, do another bar. Like, you actually let the beat flow. Like, you come in with it, like, right there at the end, you let it ride out, and you kind of, you vibing with it, which is, this is how you do music. Like, a lot of people don't understand, a lot of artists don't understand. Yeah, you could be a bad lyricist. You could write hell of a, you know, of music, you know, kind of music. You could just do some hot shit. But if you can't put a song together, that ain't getting you nowhere. You gotta be able to put a song together. So I noticed, you know, that you do that very well. Like, you actually put it together.
Yeah, cause it's, I mean, it's a lot of people don't understand. It's not about, you could talk about anything you want, you feel me? But it's not about what you say. It's about how you say it.
Ah.
You know, so.
Round of applause. A lot of people don't. She gonna wear out all my applauses today. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people don't understand that. Like, like, I watch a lot of local artists, you know, and I listen to their songs here and there sometimes. And it's like, yeah, you could rap or whatever. That's cool. But it's like, it's not going to really capture people's attention. Like, you know, so
gotta have
I feel like I have the, especially over a lot of female rappers, I have that advantage over them. So I personally feel like that, like, not to toot my own horn, but like my pen game wise, like,
you gotta toot
not messing with me.
That's
good.
No, you have to think like that.
Yeah.
You think Jay-Z didn't think like that when he was doing this music? You didn't think so?
I'm pretty sure
you didn't think Beyonce didn't think like that when she was doing her music? They probably was saying, I'm the baddest, you know, chick out here. Jay-Z probably was saying, I'm the baddest dude out here.
When you're an artist, you definitely have to feel that way. That's how you build the confidence, and that teaches you not to care what people think.
I'm glad you said that. And if anybody want to call in, 305-749-6004. We are live here. 305-749-6004. There is a thin line between being confident and also being cocky. Like, I think an artist should be confident, but also should know how to be humble at the same time.
You're right, exactly. That's one thing is being humble and staying grounded. Because I mean, to be honest, this is something that you could definitely, the industry, just not even music-wise, but the industry in general, you could really lose yourself into it, you know?
Got you.
You know, so you gotta make sure, like,
your whole life could change, really, with just one hit.
Your whole life changes, but it's very important to have people that's gonna keep you in your place. You know,
slap you back and say, "Sit your ass down, girl."
Right? Yeah, I don't think that's a good look.
Who's going in this whole group right here? Who? Let me see. In this whole group that's in here right now, who would be the one to slap you back in the space and say, "Hey, sit your butt down, girl"?
Both of them right here.
Okay, okay.
This one and that one.
You're pointing at your boyfriend and...
You're like...
And Mo. You're pointing at Mo, right? That's what you're pointing at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you're being dead stacks right now.
Oh, that's how they do it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're being dead... But you're right. This is what happened to Chris Brown. You see what happened with Chris Brown, right? Nobody... He got a bunch of yes men. And, you know, he had some situations, you know, that he had to deal with, you know, because like you said, you need that person in your corner that's going to kind of tap you on the wrist, like a little, you know, like, hey,
yeah, what she doing, you know,
chill out, girl, chill out, sit your ass now. You know, we don't need to be doing this now, or whatever the situation may be. You need that, which is great. And that's why it's very important to have that team. That is why it's very important to have that team. So, since you've been doing this, what would you say is something that really pissed you off, or anything that you've been doing since you've been doing this music that really got you upset to say, the fuck, but this, blah, 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 blah. Like, anything got you real upset with this game?
No, to be honest, just really unprofessional people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, we're very professional.
Okay, good.
You know, so it's like,
I like
working with unprofessional people is kind of like, okay, this guy is bugging or this girl is bugging. You know, like, we know not to work with you again. Like, there's no conversation about it. We're not working with you. That's just what it is. It's really, a lot of people don't know being unprofessional takes away from what you could bring to the table.
Yo, just another round. Yeah. I got to give another round of applause for that one. I'm going to say. Mama, you did a great job, Mama. That's all I keep saying. Wow, that is so true. Young lady, that is so true, what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a major key in this game right now. It's so many unprofessional people. Being a female, when you go to the studio, I know a lot of times late night studio recordings usually be late night. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you're female, you by yourself, you know, you got your little jeans on, your heels on, your toes looking nice,
mm-hmm.
your hair looking nice. They are, you know, you start working with a producer or whatever, that start hitting up on you.
That's
hold on, the boyfriend clapping right now. How do you handle that?
I have a boyfriend. That's all I can say.
So what I'm saying, so he's there with you late night with the studio. Like, in other words, you're not in the studio by yourself.
I'm never in the studio by myself
at all.
Like,
good.
She's with me. They're with me. Everybody's with me.
Good.
I can't tell you like the time I ever went to the studio by myself. I can't even tell you the last time I ever went to the studio by myself. That's just something I don't go nowhere by myself. I have to have someone there with me.
That's great. That's great. And the reason I say that because, yeah, you do have some, I've had some female artists that come through here. Yeah. They'll be like, you know, yeah, sometimes I do got to go by myself and they got to deal with the nonsense, you know, the unprofessionalism. Cause if you're coming to do a beat, that's what you're coming. You're coming to do a song. That's what you're coming to do. Not mm-hmm. all this. Well, what you doing after this, mama? You know, let's go and get some drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah. All that. I'm going to look at you sideways.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about my music.
There you go.
That's it. Like, I don't want to get involved with none of that other shit. Like, you feel me? I'm already in a relationship. I don't want to affect anything that's going on at home.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's how I look at it. Like, I start looking at people sideways. And to be honest, I wouldn't care how dope of a producer or how dope of a rap you are. Mm. Like, if you are unprofessional as fuck, I'm not working with you.
Ah, great.
So,
you have to have standards.
Exactly.
That is definitely true. You have to have standards in this game. Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't sell yourself short. So let me ask you, with all this craziness that's going on in the world, and, you know, I know you heard this before, a lot of the old school artists or old school people, they compare some of the new music and they'll say, well, some of this new music really ain't got nothing. They're not lyricists. They're not lyrical. They're not this and that. They have no substance behind their music. You know, what do you say to, like, say, old school people that have that trend, that mindset of what this new generation is putting out there is really not what they used to? What do you say to people like that?
To be honest, their music from back in the days, I'm not used to it neither.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they have to understand it's not the same people growing up. It's a new generation of kids. You know what I mean? They like new stuff.
Right.
So if they don't like something with substance, why do you care if they don't like it with substance? You know what I'm saying? It's a new generation of kids and they like different things.
I like that explanation.
That's what it is though. I mean, we mm-hmm. have our generation of music and we still stare and say, you know, a lot of this music is, you know, not up to par with me. I personally don't listen to it, but you know, it's not all bad neither.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I already know that we're growing up with kids born in 2016, 2017. It's a whole new type of thing that they're on. It's a whole new vibe that they're on. And people just got to understand that's just the way of life.
There you go.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah, you right. So tell them old motherfuckers, chill out. That's what you tell
pretty
them.
Pretty much, chill. Because I mean, to be honest, what was y'all listening to back in the day, if you ask me? Like, I can't get into it.
Well, they say, this is what they break it down like, back in our days, like maybe in the 90s where you listened to the Bigs and Pocs, in the music they were selling drugs. But now the artists now are using the drugs in the music. You know what I'm saying? Like they popping the mollies.
Half of them are not even popping mollies. They're doing that. You gotta understand that's what sells and at the end of the day, America is based off of money.
Right.
So whatever they're gonna do, if you don't have a strong mindset and you're gonna listen to what this artist say, that's your problem.
It's your upbringing.
Yeah, it's all based off of money. I mean, there's a lot of artists that influence their fans, you know, but it's up to you as a human being to know this is what's right and what's wrong. If you don't know what's right and what's wrong, then you got a problem.
Man.
But
there you go, mama. There you go, mama, again, boy. There you go. So with that being said, we got a few minutes left. We definitely want to get in to the song of the hour.
This is the song of the hour.
Let's talk about this song first.
Should we talk about this song?
Yes.
I hated this song.
Oh, for real?
I really did not like this song. Well,
okay, tell me why. Tell me why. And that's, I want to kind of understand this. What happened?
This is another thing. The majority of my songs, I'm writing it on my way to the studio.
Right.
So, like, it's just insecurities going there. Cause, you know, being an artist or even just being a creative person in general, you may not just like certain stuff, you know?
Okay.
You don't like certain stuff. And if, I don't know, I just didn't mess with this song. I told the engineer, I was like, screw this song. Don't even mix it. Leave it alone.
So, okay. So if that's how you're feeling, but why is this being the one that's being like,
because people like it.
That's what I wanted to get at.
Yeah,
that's,
people like
this is why I'm asking these questions, because kind of like, it's the same thing with, okay, like with Big on the wall right there, when Big was working with Puff, you know, he wanted to do the hardcore stuff. But Puff was like, nah, nigga, I got this joint called Juicy. And he listened to it and said, damn, nigga, you want me to be an R&B singer? Like, you know, he wasn't trying to feel that. But Puff was like, no, this is what you need to do first. Before you do the other stuff.
Before you do the other stuff.
So sometimes, and this is my segue into that, sometimes artists are their worst enemy. Because sometimes you don't listen to your team. You got to listen because, yes, you may like things a certain way. But if you're working with a team, your team may be like, yo, I like that. But, yo, this is what's going to be moving everybody. You got to kind of be like, all right, let's just go with it. So a lot of times artists, they kind of like their worst enemy. Because, you know, you always write, you always critiquing yourself. You always like, nah, I don't want that.
Yeah, no, you're like hardest critic.
You're the hardest critic on yourself. So but that's why I say, so sometimes that's why you got to let other people listen to it and let their ears go on it, because it depends on how they feel with it. Because, yeah, you may have your style that you like, but sometimes your team can kind of help you and say, well, you know what, this joint need to come out first. Then we do this, then we do this, then we do this, then we do that. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I wanted to get at. So thank you for that. Go ahead, introduce it so we could jump into it.
Yeah, so this song is called Switch Up. The song is going to be number one on Billboard's one day, so you guys listen to it and enjoy it, because it is a vibe.
Let's go. We'll be right back.
That's cool, what I'm sippin' on is liquor. Once you win, man, you see how bitches switch up. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Bitches ain't solid. Don't come never, that's facts. No, you bum hoes, you can never know cap. I'm all about these rats, but bitches get jealous when they see how you move. I can never lose, make a fool up out of you. How you do that? How you switch up on a bitch like who that? I'm addicted to that fast money. Love nothing more than that cash money. Better bitch will never take my last from me. Okay, that's two good things and the bitch ain't gon' change. Come through like bang bang, don't fuck around no lane. See me on the TV screen, you know the bitch gon' change. That's ain't let up, that's gon' handle up. All this money on the phone and I can't pick up. That's cool, but I'm sippin' on this liquor. Once you win, man, you see how bitches switch up. Man, bitches ain't solid. Man, bitches ain't solid. Man, bitches ain't solid. Bitches ain't solid. Man, bitches ain't solid. Man, bitches ain't solid. Bitches ain't solid. Hot off a Jeter, running through them bands like a cheetah. Tryna put me better, pay me like a meter. You know I don't lie. Better watch all them bitches, they pick sides. You better fall back. Pussy too good, don't gotta call back. 100 bands and hundreds, I need all that. You know the vibes, you traumatized. Pussy on your lip, you hypnotized. Yeah, sis, how you switch up? All this money on the phone and I can't pick up. That's cool, but I'm sippin' on this liquor. Once you win, man, you see how bitches switch up. Man, bitches ain't solid. Man, bitches ain't solid. Man, bitches ain't solid. Bitches ain't solid, man, bitches ain't solid, bitches ain't solid.
That's right, that's right. Round of applause, girl, once again, girl. Aw, man, aw, man, aw, man. No, no, I have to say your team. I gotta give your team a round of applause. They did pick the right one for that to be coming out as a single, yes. Because I'm gonna tell you what I get from you too. Another thing I get from you when I listen, it sounds like you're doing it effortless. Like, it doesn't sound like, you know, like, even though I asked you that question earlier, like, how many times you may, you know, run it in the studio to actually get the, you know, down, but it doesn't come out like that. Like, right now, listening to you, you sound effortless when it comes to just your delivery. And you ain't lying. Your delivery is crazy.
Yeah, my delivery is,
your,
like,
delivery is on point, girl.
Definitely on point. That's my strong, being, like, being Death Stacks, that's Death Stacks.
Your delivery is on point. Once again, round of applause. I got to give it to you. Yes. I have to agree with you. I'm listening to it. Yes, you sound very effortless. Like, you don't sound like you really, like, it's hard for you to do. It's just you doing it.
You know, believe it or not, all my takes sound like that.
That's great.
It's just like, I don't like it. Let's do it one more time.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that's great. No, good, good. I like the fact that you put the little, the rapping and the little, like, singing and the harmony in that. So you definitely do it. So great job, girl. What can we expect from you? You know, like, let's say 3 to 5 years down the line. What can we expect?
You will be seeing me on TV.
Ah, shit.
At the red carpet.
There you go.
MTV Awards.
Ah, there you
Billboard
go.
Billboard Awards. Ah. You will be seeing me everywhere.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Round of applause. I like that. That's what you gotta do. That's great. And that's not far-fetched. That is not a far-fetched, you know.
I mean, I sleep, breathe this whole thing here. Mm. So every day I'm just thinking about different ways on how to, like, better myself and better my team, what we can do, what, you know, just coming up with different ideas on how to market myself better. And because this is really all I have and this is all I want. And
okay.
Nobody can't take that from me. So
let's get this call. Let me see. Caller, you live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm Karen. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale. I'm calling from my daughter, Dave.
Yeah, you have to turn the music off in the background, mama, because we hear it. You got to turn. Yeah, there you go. Now we hear you nice and clear. What's going on?
Okay, I'm calling for this set.
Yes, she's here.
She's on the radio right now.
Yeah. This is mama?
Yes.
Mama, I have to give you a round of applause, mama. Where my applause sign? I got to give you a round of applause, mama. Listen, mama, you taught your daughter well. You brought her up well. She has a great head on her shoulder. She understands the world, how the world operates. She understands, I mean, with her team around her, she understands how the business operates. I see big things for her. Big things. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, she's very determined and, you know, I'm behind her all the way in what she's trying to do.
Beautiful. That's what I, you know, I tell my kids, you know, they gotta make it big so they could get me out the ghetto. I don't know what you tell her, but I always tell my kids, y'all gotta make it big because you gotta move daddy out the ghetto. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes. Alright.
So thank you so much. You got anything to say to mommy? Look at, she's all quiet here.
Hi, mommy.
Hi, Megan.
That's
all right, guys. Take care. All right, bye, Megan.
I call her right after. I'm done.
All right, mommy. Thank you. That's great. So, round of applause again. Like I said, great job. Before we get, let me get some last words from you guys, right? Mo, any last words you want to say before we, you know, close it out? Any last words? What can you say?
Not much. It's just a ride, and I'm
listen,
down.
Man. All you gotta do is follow me on Instagram.
Oh no! You gonna get the last word. Hold on, Dad. You gonna get the last word. I just want to see if they got anything you want to say, Lamar. Last words? Any last words?
I'm gonna let Dez do that.
All right. So okay. So my girl. What you want to tell the world? Last words. What you want to tell the world?
Listen, like I said before, you'll be seeing me on TV very shortly. But besides that, you know, check out my mixtape that I dropped, which is on all platforms: Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, etc. You know, it's called Death Stacks. And then I will be dropping a video to Switch Up. Oh yeah, you guys can go stream my new song Switch Up as well, which is definitely on all platforms. And also, I have a clean version for it as as well if you want to play it at kid parties.
Ah,
you know,
see?
But you know, that's what it is. It's your girl, Des Stacks, you know, and we got Switch Up on the way, dropping the video very soon, so you guys just look out for it.
Oh man, round of applause, girl. And we will continue to watch your progress and continue to support what you do here. Keep doing it. I see big things ahead for you. Big things ahead for you. Keep doing what you do.
Don't
lose focus. Keep doing what you do, man. I mean, consistency, like you said earlier, consistency is the key, man. Sticking
exactly.
to it, all right? And keeping that business mindset in everything you do, okay? So
You're
thank
exactly.
you so much. Did you tell them your social media? You said that, right?
Oh, Just yeah, start? Please. Please follow me on Instagram at official_ Des Stacks. DezStackz. Not an S. Facebook, you can follow me on there, Des Stacks. But definitely Twitter is also Des Stacks #1. But definitely follow me on Instagram.
Beautiful. With that being said, we're going to just close it out with the Switch Up again, man. Close it out with that. And I'm glad you guys were able to make it. And, of course, this will be a podcast when the podcast is up. Anybody who missed it, you guys can tune into the podcast, which will be available on all streaming platforms. Also, that's it. My special guest, Des Stacks. Round of applause.
Yes.
Switch Up. Let's go. Let's go.
That's cool, what I'm sipping on is liquor. Once you win, man, you see how bitches switch up. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Bitches ain't solid. Don't connect with that specs. And all you bump hoes, you can never know cap. I'm all about these rats, cut. Bitches get jealous when they see how you move. I could never lose, make a pull up out of you. How you do that? How you switch up on a bitch like who that? I'm addicted to that fast money. Love nothing more than that cash money. Better bitch will never take my last from me. Okay, that's stupid things and the bitch ain't gon' change. Come through like bang bang, don't fuck around no lane. See me on the TV screen, you know the bitch gon' change. That's ain't let up, that's gon' handle up. How you switch up? All this money on the phone and I can't pick up. That's cool, but I'm sippin' on this liquor. Once you win, man, you see how bitches switch up. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Man, you bitches ain't solid. Bitches ain't solid. Power Vegeta, running through them bands like a cheetah. Tryna put me better, pay me like a meter. You know I don't lie. Better watch all them bitches, they pick sides. You better fall back. Pussy too good, don't gotta call back. 100 bands and hundreds, I need all that. You know the vibes, you traumatized. Pussy on your lip, you hypnotized. Downstairs, how you switch up? All this money on the phone and I can't pick up. That's cool, but I'm sipping on this liquor. Once you win, man, you see how bitches switch up. Man, bitches ain't solid. Man, bitches ain't solid. Man, bitches ain't solid.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Boss Lady. I'm here with the number one station on the internet, Excitement Radio, the official, baby.